This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There was just too much winning. So Republican leadership had to step up and stop it. Republican leadership in the Senate, that is. I'm about to play you something remarkable, something we've never seen before. This is Senate leader John Thune, who we're told is a Republican, blocking Trump's nominees personally. A logjam of about 150 of them have backed up. Here's John Thune gaveling out the Senate, but making sure to note it will be opened every 4 days for a pro forma session. In other words, gaveled back in and then immediately closed down with no business being done. Why would John Thune do that? Because that will block Trump from making recess appointments. Wait a minute. Didn't we hear it was the Democrats blocking Trump's nominees? Yeah, that's the lie they're telling on Fox News right now. But here's John Thune, not Chuck Schumer, not the Democrats, but John Thune, making sure that the Senate is gaveled back in every 4 days so that the Democrats can keep the upper hand and block Trump's agenda and his nominees.
Without objection.
And I ask unanimous consent that when the Senate completes its business today, it adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times: Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05, Tuesday, August 12th at 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th at 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, August 19th at 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd at 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th at 12 p.m. noon, and Friday, August 29th at 7 a.m. Further.
Thune, a total liar, later went on television that afternoon to blame the Democrats for blocking Trump's nominees. But if Thune hadn't decided to gavel the Senate back into session every 4 days, Trump could have gone ahead and appointed a lot of them as recess appointments. They'd have 150 days. They could kick out the Biden appointees currently running large swaths of the Trump administration. And then they'd have plenty of time to just move them through when they came back. But that would deny the Democrats the upper hand. Then Thune and the Democrat leadership sat down and agreed to all of Chuck Schumer's demands. He initially wanted $2 billion, but settled for $1 billion. That would go in a global fund. Folks, that was to replace some of the money that the Democrat NGOs lost when they defunded USAID. That money gets laundered through a lot of Democrat NGOs and ends up paying for either their McMansions or defeating us in the midterms. They needed that money. Another $5 billion supposed to go to the National Institutes of Health. Again, that's more Democrat NGO money. Remember the grants that USAID was making for all that ridiculous stuff, like coaching gay men in Haiti and sex changes in India? Yeah, a lot of that, Marco Rubio said, our Secretary of State, 90% never leaves Washington. Why would the Republican leadership help Chuck Schumer do this, aside from the fact that the Republican leadership is evil? Well, you get to the heart of it here in this Politico article. The offer, so this is the one cut between Democrat leadership and Republican leadership in the Senate. The offer would trade a small tranche of nominations now for the administration unfreezing certain funding. Democrats are then offering to do another tranche later this year. But the deal would be off if the administration, i.e. Trump, transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more spending. Oh, this is over the DOGE cuts. Republican leadership doesn't want to make them. See, you know how Donald Trump got that rescissions bill through? The one that cut $9 billion from USAID and the money for NPR and PBS? Yeah, that one? Yeah, there's 11 more. He was planning to cut hundreds of billions of dollars that way. And the problem that the Senate has is they've got a 19% approval rating. People hate them. Donald Trump is very popular. So when he sent them the USAID rescissions bill, they had to pass it. They didn't want to, but they had to. Now watch the chess pieces move across the board. Who slithered out of his slimy snake hole 2 weeks ago? The biggest globalist of them all, George W. Bush. What did he want? One specific thing. He trashed Trump. We hadn't heard from him in months. He trashed Trump for defunding USAID. Now, fast forward a few weeks, and what is John Thune and the Democrats working together to do? Get the Democrats some of that USAID money back to fund the NGOs. Why would George W. Bush care about that? And here's the thing you got to understand. Donald Trump has taken pretty much all of the levers of power that the Bush cabal used to control the Republican Party away from them. There's just one tranche of Bush loyalists left, and they're almost all in the Senate. That's because they've been around so long. And back during the time they were elected, you could either take Bush money with all of its open borders promises that you had to make, all of its pro-globalist, anti-American, anti-sovereignty promises you had to make, or you could either take their money or they would use it to defeat you. The Senate is still packed with globalists passing themselves off as Republicans. Now, look what they all wanted Trump to promise to do in return for his nominees being approved. He'd get them approved, but Politico writes the deal would be off if Trump transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more spending. Remember, Trump's got 11 more bills to do that. That understanding would need to be formally locked in on the Senate floor, which would also require to be blessed by all the senators. So what is going on here? Well, that USAID clawback, the $9 billion, that was a one-time thing. He's going to have to do it every year, right? So if Trump promises not to do that, number one, he won't send the other 11 bills with the hundreds of billions of dollars of cuts that are absolutely critical, quite frankly, to keep the nation from going bankrupt. Because remember, that big, beautiful bill is so massive. If we don't maintain 3% growth, we're gonna have problems in the bond market, right? They don't care in the Senate. They just want to spend the money. But what that would also mean, Trump's promise not to send any more rescissions, is that a year from now, USAID would automatically refund. You got to understand something about USAID. It is the single driver, the kitty of the Uniparty. It's the money to fund all of the evil. It's also the kitty for the CIA. They're walking around money. They're spending cash. So that USAID pays for stuff that, quite frankly, is evil. I mean, they funded the Taliban terror training camps. Folks, remember it got so bad Nancy Mace had to sponsor a bill barring USAID from funding the Taliban? They sent more than $2 billion to them since Abbeygate. When the Uniparty wanted Al-Qaeda to take over Syria, they funded it with $9 million passed through USAID. When the Uniparty wanted to pay for illegal immigrants' trips up here to America, remember they were paying all their bills, handing them cash, buying them train tickets, paying for their hotels, stuff they couldn't afford. Where did they funnel that money from? USAID. What about all those censorship programs that censored conservatives? Yep, funded through USAID. What about the Global Engagement Center, which bragged in its annual report about demonetizing conservative news to the tune of $100 million by pressuring advertisers not to buy advertising around it online, no matter how successful it was? $100 million of demonetization? Yep, USAID paid for that too. In fact, they even took credit in the Global Engagement Center's literature for virtually silencing Donald Trump online. All paid for by you. In fact, the billions run through USAID has made the CIA more powerful than most countries. It's also allowed it to conduct its own foreign policy, often opposite of Donald Trump's. For instance, Americans were fighting in Afghanistan under Trump. USAID, well, they were funding the Taliban poppy farms, completely modernizing their irrigation system. It cost $200 million. Well, that increased the profit from the poppies by a factor of 8. And then they used that money to blow the legs off of our soldiers, literally funding the Taliban's war against us. It's the kind of evil crap they do. That's why Trump's defunding of USAID was the most critical blow against the deep state that we've achieved. It was truly, absolutely marvelous. It was about so much more than the dollar figure. I know $9 billion doesn't seem like a lot in the scheme of things, but it was an absolute blow against evil on Earth. Now, folks, I keep saying it's the kitty from the CIA because it often would operate in tandem with the CIA. CIA needs to make something happen for regime change or censorship over here in this country. USAID sponsors a program. Now, how did it get that way? I'm going to tie all of this evil together. Who used to be the CIA director before he became the president and took over and ran the Republican Party for 2 decades? Yeah, that'd be Daddy Bush. So look at Bush Jr., George W. Bush, comes out and defends what? Daddy's kitty, the CIA's kitty, the globalists' fund. They're walking around money. So this would mean that $9 billion is automatically back next year and they can resume the evil. That is why George W. Bush popped up out of his slimy snake hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, here's what was happening. For years and years and years, there was an understanding, an agreement, that the parties would pretty much approve each other's nominees. There'd be the occasional exception to that. And that would mean the senator from the state the nominee's from would object to it. Maybe that person wouldn't go through. Well, most nominees made it until now. Here's Senator Tim Scott describing this bizarre situation. Bizarre because the Republican leadership can stop at any time they want. This is all courtesy. There's no law that requires that senators can veto Trump's picks.
This level of obstruction is unprecedented in presidential history. Think about it in our lifetimes, Tony. Under President the first Bush and President Clinton, 98% of their noms went through on unanimous consent. Think about the next iteration of presidencies, whether it was the second Bush or whether it was Obama. 90% of theirs went through without any hesitation on unanimous consent. Even President Trump, the first term, 65%. President Biden, 57%. This Trump administration, if you can see my hand, it says zero, Tony. 0% going through on unanimous consent. That creates a juggernaut in the face of getting the American people's job done.
But I got to give Senator Tim Scott credit. He was just about the only person I could find over the weekend telling the truth about this. That the actual reason this is going on is because Republicans don't have 51 of the 53 GOP votes to change the rules and put Republicans who won the election back in charge of the Senate.
We're going to have to make the decision is to get 51 Republicans out of 53 to agree to what must change to allow the Senate to function. We can't do that immediately, but we can do that, I believe, this year. We must change the way the rules operate to let President Trump and the American people have the nominees they need for he needs in order to get the work done. It's like having one hand tied behind your back trying to serve the American people. He has had the six most amazing months of a presidency in my lifetime. It can be better by having his people in place to serve our country.
So anyway, the Republican leadership bought Trump that ridiculous deal, and he damn near lost his mind, telling Chuck Schumer to go to hell because the GOP leadership not only didn't, they cut the deal with him. It was his way of telling the GOP leadership to go to hell, too, without actually saying that. Why? Two reasons. Trump can't thrash Thune in public because, number one, he needs Republicans to show up and vote in the midterms. Ironically, for a lot of these people. The other reason is, if he goes to war with John Thune publicly, Thune can block his agenda for the rest of his presidency. He can't make an enemy there, no matter how frustrated he is. And understand, folks, these censorship programs, censorship of conservatives, are precious to the Republican leadership. That's where most of their criticism comes from. You remember, after the election, between the election and Trump taking office, heck, Mike Johnson, who was Speaker of the House, tried to cut a deal with the Democrats that continued the funding of those same censorship programs. It's gone on the House side, too. Those were, again, the State Department and USAID programs. They'd still be in place now if it wasn't for X and Elon Musk going to war to stop Mike Johnson from doing it. What does this show you, folks? Trump isn't just fighting enemies all over the world, including the globalists. The Republican leadership, i.e. the leadership that doesn't include Trump, is still day to day trying to figure out how to get the upper hand, crush Trump, and put the globalists, or in absence of them, the Democrats back in power. It just shows you what we and he are up against every single day. But folks, we've got a weapon on our side that we didn't used to have. We used to always lose these battles. And that weapon is X. Because over the weekend, John Thune stabbing Trump in the back was played over and over and over and trended again and again and again. And that made something fascinating take place on our side because Fox News was lying, shucking, driving, and spinning all weekend. They didn't tell you a thing about Thune and the way that he's personally blocking Trump's appointees to give the Democrats the upper hand. Instead, they ran with this slop. And folks, as you're listening to this, don't get mad at Fox. They're lying right here, just only blaming the Democrats, not telling you the rest of the story. Don't get mad at Fox. Understand, we would have been none the wiser before X. Take a listen. See how this makes it sound like this is entirely the Democrats' fault?
So Senate Democrats allegedly tried to demand a $1 billion deal to fast track President Trump's nominees before breaking for the upper chamber's August recess.
The Senate is now out of session, but lawmakers left town fuming with each other, and it's all over the president's judicial and political nominees. The White House is accusing Senate Democrats of stonewalling more than 140 people for positions within the government. The GOP claiming Senate Democrats are intentionally using parliamentary procedures to slow walk confirmations. The president posting on Sunday, Democrats led by crying Chuck Schumer are slow walking my nominees, more than 150 of them. They wanted us to pay originally $2 billion for approvals. The Dems are crazed lunatics, in all caps there. There are reports Democrats were willing to approve the president's nominees this weekend, but only in exchange for a handful of key left-leaning priorities, more money for the National Institutes of Health, as well as foreign aid programs. Trump saying no deal. Now the minority leader Chuck Schumer says it's the president who gave up on deal making.
See the lie there? By omission, they don't mention it's the Republican leadership actually blocking these nominees again and using the Democrats as a weapon. Folks, Trump has an uncanny long-term ability of defeating these things, so don't get too mad about it. But I just think it's fascinating how all this works here. And here's the other fascinating thing, too. The air is already coming out of the tires. This is all over X. Thune isn't going to get away with it, where he would have just 2 to 3 years ago. Love Elon Musk or hate him, you can thank him for that.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.